the 5,700-unit development on 8,000 acres to the north of current Heber City boundaries was originally approved by a previous Wasatch County Council. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter says it's within the city and the developer's best interest to have urban development take place within a municipality.
Cities are designed for urban development. We have better processes, and then people have to pay municipal taxes for the services they receive. If they are in an unincorporated part of the county, we all pay for their services as county taxpayers. I feel like they should be paying municipal services if they're in urban densities. The other one is I think it's going to be a better development in the city. We've done a huge effort of planning, and they're going to benefit from that. We have better sign ordinances, dark sky ordinances, and I think it'll be a better development as part of Heber City.
Striking the deal between the two entities did not have an impact on the earlier decided upon density. It did, however, result in clustering of the development. The project will be made up of three village centers, one near the UVU campus, another near the southern end of the Jordan L Reservoir, and the final in the Jordan L Mountains. Clustering the development will leave 5,000 of the project's 8,000 acres for open space.
It's anticipated that the open space will be dedicated to the city, so then the city will maintain the open space. The council is in conversations about how that will be funded and how that'll all work out still. The trail system that Sorensen has already built will stay, except with some of it being relocated and then added to. So we'll see a lot of what the trails are that people love and are already using will be maintained and stay the way they are.
The build-out will occur over 40 years, eventually doubling the size of Heber. Potter says the UVU and Lakeside Village Centers will have retail and mixed use.
It's more accessible, less demand on the roads because people aren't having to all drive Smith and Heber City. There will be places anticipated to meet all the needs on the north end of town.
10% or 570 units will be required to be affordable housing, and they will not be limited to a single location.
That's another requirement in the Master Development Agreement is that they do not have it all in one area. It has to be spread throughout the different village centers, so it's not all one center of affordable housing.
During last meeting's public comment session, one resident asked if it was wise for the city to lock the developer into current zoning laws for the next 40 years. Potter says it's common for master development agreements of this size to lock in zoning.
We're going to get a higher quality development if they have some predictability and they're not thinking, wow, we better withhold some cash because the city might change our road standards or they might require more of us. So if they know what's happening, we believe the quality of the development will be higher. And we also have in the development that if the developer agrees with the city, they will make changes as time moves on. They want to have the best development possible, as do we. Currently, they are agreeing to some changes we haven't even adopted yet on street standards. The council is looking to narrow some of our street requirements for less concrete and wider park strips. They're agreeing to those things even though we haven't adopted them yet.
The council is finalizing the master development agreement to vote on Tuesday. Final touches include pinning down some of the amenities provided at parks, including parking. The Tuesday evening meeting is being conducted online due to COVID-19. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.